Welcome, everyone, to the mobile version of the WrestleMania podcast. I am your host, Eric Samari. That's right. No more Fireball Eric, at least for right now. Alongside the man who's mobily making this happen, who has a... What's your production company called? I'm sorry, it's Bag in the...
Backpack Productions.
Backpack Productions, making this happen on the fly. It's Mark Iltrate.
Mark Iltrate, we're just going with that. That's what I'm going with. I like my name, though.
All right, Fresh Produce,
yeah,
all right.
I like that name.
I just want to switch it up. Fireball's not my only definition of who I am.
There's golf, there's...
I'm Tiger Fireball. Tiger Fire. Yeah, that's great. So we were driving up to the Black Label Pro Players Brawl that's going to be in South Bend on Saturday. And we were kind of talking about the Superstar Shakeup, and Mark mentioned six things I didn't know. So I decided, why don't we turn on the recorder, and you can kind of walk me through what the hell I thought I knew.
All right, so things that happened, people going to Raw on Monday night.
Okay.
We had AJ Styles.
Which is huge. I think that's the right call.
Yep. Getting him away from Kofi and Daniel is a good call.
All those small guys.
The Miz, which, fine.
He bounces back every time, I think, right? Is he moved at every Superstar Shakeup?
I'm pretty sure he has. Mm-hmm. Ricochet and Aleister Black are now officially on Raw.
See, and I didn't know that.
Not together. Okay. But they are both on Raw.
Okay.
Andrade.
So Andrade's a guy, although now that the... Who knows who's going to be champions next week? You know, they could change all the time. But I really like the idea of him chasing Balor, and I'm glad they got that match.
Yep.
That was great.
Zelina Vega.
Sure.
Rey Mysterio.
So now I think we might get... There's definitely going to be a pay-per-view match between those two at some point.
Yeah.
I should have got it at Mania, but yeah.
The Usos. Rebuilding that tag division.
I was just going to say, I want to let you get through it, but that tag division looks good again.
Naomi.
I missed that too.
Yeah.
Is that to keep the Usos... Wait, do you think that's to keep the Usos happy?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense logistically too for them. Yeah. EC3.
Uh-huh.
Who got destroyed.
Yeah. By Braun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lacey Evans. Cool.
I saw someone say no one likes Lacey Evans. Am I the only one who likes her?
I don't like that she's done literally nothing.
Okay, so you don't like her booking.
Right.
I like the character. I like the character on NXT. I think she's badass in the ring. She added that backflipping moonsault.
Yeah.
And here's the... is Lars Sullivan on that list? We're going to talk about Lars Sullivan.
Lars Sullivan is not on.
Okay, so good. So, and it's the same thing with Lars Sullivan. Like, through all this time, he's been adding weapons to the arsenal. So the whole chance of you can't wrestle when he's doing diving moves, get that diving headbutt, the sit-out powerbomb. No, I understand. Those are not hard.
Right.
But the diving headbutt looked great.
So
looked right on the money.
I saw something today. Since he has come to the main roster, everyone that he has gone into the ring and destroyed is like 43 or older.
Yeah, Mysterio, the Hardys.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle is
50. Yeah, he just beats up old people.
Yeah. He tried to go after... R-Truth is old.
41, yep. 42, yeah. Something like that. So, Eric Young. EY.
Which, this is what we can get into real quick, so we can take a second here.
Okay.
So, I didn't realize Eric Young went over. I totally missed that. Meanwhile, you said RIP Sanity.
Yep.
I go, yeah, I know, they're never on TV. And you go, no, they broke up. Alexander Wolf's gone.
Yes.
Now, I read it a little more since you said that maybe he's going to NXT, maybe he's not really gone, but they definitely broke that up.
Yeah, well, they broke that up when they took Nikki Cross away from them.
You're damn right, and I know the booking's been horrific. And, again, who can win all the time? There's only so much TV time, there's so many people on this roster. But Sanity was a good gimmick, especially with Nikki Cross. I don't know why they do such a good job of building factions and then never having factions fight factions.
Right, or... why they do such a good job. Like, Aleister Black and Ricochet, they're amazing singles competitors.
Yeah.
And they shunted them into a tag team when they have great tag teams, which I'll get to one of those here in just a minute.
Yeah.
They brought a new tag team in.
So I wonder if Eric Young's even going to... I don't know if he's going to do anything.
No, he's going to be the new Tyler Breeze.
But he was damn good I say that about everyone. He was good in TNA, but that doesn't matter.
Right.
So
then Cedric Alexander is...
Okay.
Graduated from 205 Live, who... If Cedric Alexander has seen 205 on the scale in the last 10 years, I would be surprised. I say this about everyone.
Well, he's a lot smaller than Buddy Murphy.
But he's still not small.
He's not small. No, not at all. He's not 205, but Buddy Murphy's like 280.
So. Right. And then the final reveal for Raw. I don't know if you've heard of these guys, Eric and Ivar.
So they look a lot like those NXT champs. I think they looked awesome on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, their new tag team, the Viking Experience.
Yeah, the War Experience is going to be cool.
They're on Capital One commercials. They pulled them right out of there.
That's good. That's good. And he's obsessed. Vince is just obsessed with changing shit that's working.
Correct.
Andrade Cien Almas sounds like a fucking heel name.
Mustafa Ali.
Well, so in his mind, I'm sure that sounded heelish.
Okay, but then you get rid of the Mustafa part and not the Ali part.
Right. But oh, like, he's just Mustafa now?
No, but he's...
He's just Ali now.
Yeah, right.
He doesn't... Andrade Cien Almas was a perfect three-named heels.
Yep.
And, you know, Ethan Carter III when he was in TNA worked so well. It worked, and he got rid of it. So I don't know. First of all, the first time I heard... I thought about this. When War Machine came over and they became the War Raiders, I go, that's a dumb name.
Right.
Then I started to get accustomed to it. So maybe I'll get accustomed to the Viking experience,
no,
I guess.
No, because it's stupid.
Well, I thought War Raiders was stupid.
Right, but you could at least be like, oh, War Raiders is a name.
Yes.
Like, the Viking experience sounds like the newest
a movie
Disneyland
theater. Yes,
ride.
Exactly. That's a trouble. And then why rename them? There's got to be some kind of things that
it's probably
he
something
doesn't
about
own.
War.
Oh, okay, great. Get rid of the... If you want to get rid of that part
call
of the name,
them
that's
the Raiders.
Right. Or why change their names? I mean, their personal names.
Yeah. Probably just to own it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's got to be that. And maybe they asked for it, too. Maybe they have Viking names. Maybe this was all their idea. I don't know. But what happens on tonight? What happens on NXT now?
They still go back and just have the titles.
Do you think they're called the War Raiders, or do you think they're called Viking Experience?
I hope they're called two different names. Like, just... Just think, for my own personal enjoyment, trying to get Corey Graves to balance the two.
I cannot freaking believe that during this Superstar shakeup, we didn't see Corey get bounced from one of those shows. I can't get over that.
I'm still fine with Corey on every
show.
Too.
I haven't soured on him. I'm just kind of over. It's oversaturation. It's too much.
Right.
Michael Cole, after 20 years, I'm just over it. Like, even when he's good, I can't care.
But there's also not anyone, as much as I hate on him, that could do what Michael Cole
Absolutely
does.
Not.
And he's good at his job. He just should be better for them.
It was months ago when they said there was going to be he was going to be moving to a backstage role, like doing all kinds of, like doing what he basically does now, just not on air. Like,
right.
He trains everyone.
Right, but again, like, if you're going to have someone call Raw, who are you going to put in that seat?
Tom Phillips.
I don't think
Mauro back on SmackDown?
I think
Tom Phillips is very good.
I think Tom Phillips could do it, but I don't think...
I thought Sam Roberts was going to get the call. I love Sam Roberts.
Ugh.
When they said the biggest acquisition in SmackDown history, and I knew he was backstage in Montreal for some reason, at Raw at least, I go, well, if he's really buying into this guy being a heel...
Oh, my God.
That would be
man.
A huge acquisition.
I can't stand him.
Sam Roberts?
Yeah.
Well, see, I've listened to him for 15 years on the radio.
I just don't like the battles that he picks.
Right.
Like, if you're going to be a heel, fine. That's whatever. Right. But some of the hills he chooses to go up and fight on are...
And it all came out of nowhere, too, because he wasn't that way until the pay-per-view before Mania.
Yeah, he's just trying to get his character over.
I don't know why. I loved him. I'm also a huge fan. Like, I listened to his overnight radio show for a long time.
Right.
You know.
All right.
So overall, what was the... God dang it, there's someone...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Additions to the roster, we only had the tag team. We only had the War Experience.
Yeah.
I'm definitely calling them the War Experience, by the way.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So you want to move to SmackDown?
The War Vikings would be a fucking cool name.
Yeah?
Anyway. Yeah.
Capital One presents...
The War Vikings.
The War Vikings.
Yeah.
So apparently, I didn't look much into it. I just saw a quick thing on Twitter. Apparently, in their video package, or something they came out with, some part of that experience, the Viking experience was lifted from Skyrim. It was like a shield that is in the game Skyrim.
So they're Viking gamers?
Yes. They're the newest people on Up, Up, Down, Down, except for they're on Raw.
So here we did see Luke Harper, you told me, left.
Yes.
Or asked for his release.
Yeah.
And so I've always been a real big fan of Luke Harper. The Wyatt family I dug a ton.
Right.
And I like all four of them, but I thought Luke Harper, when he got that run right after the Rumble 2 years ago, he was getting singles matches, and he was wearing, like, he changed his clothes up a little bit. There was a tighter white tank top. It looked cleaner. Like, he was, and he had matches with Orton. He had matches with AJ, and he had matches with, it was Orton, AJ, and one other guy he had matches with, and he was good.
Yeah.
He's real freaking good.
Yeah.
Then
he got saddled with the Bludgeon Brothers.
Wasn't there injury after injury with those two guys, like one or the other?
Yeah,
like,
I think all one of them was always injured for like the last year and a half.
And listen, they made the Bludgeon Brothers work. As much as they could have. Yeah. Yeah.
As best as that terrible gimmick could, they made it
work. And was that at Mania last year?
Yeah.
So the week after Mania, was it the pay-per-view? Or was the week after Mania they dropped him back to the New Day on regular TV?
Right.
And then we didn't see Luke on TV again until this Mania? Is that right?
That might be right.
Jesus. And he was never hurt? It was Rowan that was hurt, or he was hurt?
I think Rowan was hurt first, and then he was hurt.
Okay.
And then,
all right.
I don't know. So, before we get to SmackDown, want to talk about the Sasha Bailey situation.
Yeah, so I've said this before, I try to avoid all this stuff. I don't read anything because who fucking knows? No one knows.
Right.
The dirt sheets don't know. They might get it right sometimes, but they don't know. But, she wasn't on TV either place. She wasn't announced to either brand.
So, she canceled. So, after WrestleMania, she was supposed to be on the Wendy Williams show.
Okay.
She canceled that appearance. And then, like, on her Instagram, I think, apologized to everyone who wanted to see her on the Wendy Williams show, said I need to take, you know, some time mentally, whatever. Basically the same thing Mario Ranallo said when everyone rallied behind him about mental health.
And yeah.
It became, you know, the conversation about mental health. Well, that's not what happened with Sasha Banks.
The internet wasn't really nice to a African-American woman.
No, They were really supportive.
Yeah, that's what
and,
I figured.
Lifted her up.
That's what it sounds like.
Take your time. We'll be here for you.
We'll be here for you when you
get back. No, it was an absolute fucking shit show.
Okay.
So there were some nice comments on everything I've seen. So some of the rumors that have been going around from, quote, inside sources were after the match, Bailey and Sasha were throwing a literal temper tantrum, laying on the floor backstage at WrestleMania because they were forced to lose the titles. Sasha has, which I find a little bit funny on her part, she has unfollowed WWE and followed AEW on Twitter.
I did not know that.
Yeah, she did do that, which I see as feeding the trolls.
I would agree.
Absolutely. Give them more shit to talk
about. Sasha's ratchet. No, she's not.
But I'm 100% okay with that, because that's internet trolling at its finest.
That's great.
But
I also read that they didn't find out until Sunday that they were breaking up after Mania. They're dropping the titles and breaking up after Mania.
Right.
But that was the plan all along, I guess.
But
okay, keep going, because I want to bring up my point, too.
But the biggest problem that I've had with it is, like, while reading through the garbage that I've had to read through about it, and just looking for kernels of actual information, almost everything I've seen has had at least 1 to 5 people, you know, complaining that she's a spoiled, entitled brat who's taking her ball and going home. And
which is the same thing, it's the same exact thing they said to Morrow, and who else did they say that to?
The Revival.
Neville. Luke Harper, Neville. They've said the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, all those guys that asked for their release, they said this. Oh, no. No, they
didn't. That's right. They said they deserve more and they should go try to get more.
And they said they should go to AEW. Yeah.
But also, you got to remember, the Revival was the first ever white tag team to headline a pay-per-view.
Correct. And,
yeah, and they revolutionized the male division.
And fought to get tag team wrestling on.
Now, listen, I love the Revival. But they didn't do what Sasha did, and if Sasha feels underappreciated for it, Who am I to blame
her? Maybe she does.
And that's okay.
And that's perfectly fine to be unsatisfied with her position. Mm-hmm. I think she deserves more than what she's gotten booking-wise.
I think she's great, too. I think she's really good at what she does.
And I'm the first to criticize her when her matches are sloppy.
Yeah.
Because the SmackDown you and I were at...
Yep.
I saw it happen in the ring, mm-hmm. and then I said, hey, watch this. Yeah. That doesn't look good.
Yeah.
And we watched it back on the USA that we had on the monitor, and then, immediately right after they messed that up, the Iconics did, crazy tag team wrestling moves, and I said, that's the difference between Sasha and Bayley, who are basically
singles wrestlers.
A thrown-together tag team versus an actual tag team.
Just because they like each other doesn't mean they're going to gel well together. Which is, again, why the Revival works so well. They've been a tag team for 7 years or whatever, and it works. That's why Gable and Jason Jordan worked. It wasn't because, they were outstanding. They weren't, the most charismatic, awesome thing ever. They just were NXT, worked together.
Exactly.
And then they can make mistakes and make them look... Everyone makes mistakes in matches. They can make them look better.
And that's why I don't think two singles people should ever beat... Two main event singles people should ever beat your top tag team.
But you remember that happens all of the time.
Oh, I know.
All of the time.
But I also don't think it should ever happen.
Going back to Rock and Sock and other stuff like that, Austin and H, it's always been that way. It's always been that way. I don't... The Revival should never lose to two singles wrestlers.
No, they should have never lost to Aleister Black and Ricochet.
Yes, right.
I mean, yes, Aleister Black and Ricochet are amazing wrestlers.
And they're making them a tag team on the regular.
Right.
So here I will... If the goal of them beating them was to push them as a tag team, but when it's just a thrown together one night, because it was the Revival versus... I thought it was Reigns and somebody a couple times.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
And it's like, no, they're...
Right.
Just tonight, and all of a sudden they learned how to be a great... oh, it was Lashley. It was Reigns and Lashley. Yeah.
So, especially that type of tag team should never... In all reality, I'll get to this in a minute, but the Riot Squad should never lose to Becky, Charlotte, and Ronda Rousey.
Correct.
Ever.
Correct.
The Riot Squad are literally,
Yes.
The Shield.
Yes, correct. Except they never win.
Correct.
So,
I don't think we have to worry about
it. And we never got the Sasha and Bayley
payoff.
Payoff.
Nope. Which
NXT's first female, the first WWE pay-per-view headlined by females, right? Was Sasha and Bayley. We debated this. I think it's TakeOver Brooklyn 2. Yeah, okay. TakeOver Brooklyn 2. And then you kept teasing it. And I'm not saying everything you tease has to pay off. Otherwise, when something's teased, you know it's going to happen.
Right. But the Hell in a Cell match.
So weird.
When Sasha literally stabs Bayley in the back.
And then
nothing.
One week of her being mad at her, and that was it.
Right. And then they're the Boss and Hell connection. And
4 weeks later, 3 weeks later.
For some reason, they still don't have the same entrance music. So just wanted to touch on that real quick. If you're an internet wrestling fan and you didn't shit all over the Revival and didn't shit over Neville and didn't complain that Luke Harper's leaving or anyone else who's asked for their release, don't say shit about Sasha.
Yeah, if you did, if you think, hey, you shouldn't be that way, you should be lucky you have the job, then be that way all the way across the board.
Exactly.
You can, yeah.
So
it's like the people who don't vote and then complain. It's no, hold on.
No, you had your chance.
And then you did. There's one person you missed that went to Raw, you told me. Samoa Joe.
Oh, yeah. He's not on this list. But
see?
Yes.
So I'm wondering, are you sure you saw it?
Yes. Okay. Samoa Joe is
okay.
With the title. He was apparently had the flu.
Okay.
So that's why he was not on Raw when it was supposed to be. It was announced on .com. I'm on some random website.
Okay.
SmackDown. Roman Reigns.
Okay, right there. Great. What are you going to do? Have him chase Seth? You're going to,
Yeah, you have to get him away from Seth.
Get him away from Seth. Friday nights is coming up soon. You know, it's...
Yep. I think we'll see more people move to Raw or to SmackDown closer to October.
Yeah, the Undisputed Era probably at some point goes to SmackDown, right? Before it goes to Fridays. That's a big... Yeah. Okay? Wait, why did he punch Vince?
I still don't know.
I mean, storyline-wise, why did he do it? I get wanting to punch him because he's a dick.
No, it's because he thinks he's The Rock.
I guess, man. I don't know. I just don't get how that, they haven't even had any interaction in 2 years.
Right.
Like, since before last year, no, over a year, since before last year's Mania, when he said, he kept trying to play the angle, like, Vince, what are you doing? Why are you, Brock's never here, I'm here, like, right. That kind of thing.
So we had that, and then Elias was in that same segment.
Super cool. That's great. Put Elias on everything. That's great.
Finn Balor.
Okay, here's, again, no one needed to move to SmackDown more. No one needed to move more than AJ and Finn.
Right.
Like, perfect for what they can redo, and you get more dream matches that way. But then you don't have them on the same brand again. It's like, right. God damn it. Like,
I think you just keep keeping them away from each other.
Until when? We had that one match that one time that was thrown together with no build. Are they never going to wrestle against each other again? And we're never going to have a goddamn Bullet Club reunion?
I think that's why you keep them away from each other.
Because they don't want to...
Well, that and...
They sell BC Forever shirts. Like,
right, but eventually you bring them back together and do that payoff. And I think
we're never getting factions again until Triple H takes over.
Right. So...
There's one guy I'm really excited about that came to SmackDown. It's a real lower level card guy.
So let me...
What did I just say?
Lower level.
Lower level card guy.
So Otis and Tucker.
I didn't see that either. Great.
They are on SmackDown.
Because you can't have... If you're going to rebuild the Raw division with some real tag teams, you can't have the comedy tag team in there. Because they are good. As long as everyone else in the division's good, and they can do some comedy stuff, but also have good matches, good.
Right.
Like...
Mickie James
is on
SmackDown.
I thought she was on SmackDown. That's how little I've seen her.
Apparently, according to the What Culture guys, they called her the Monday Night MILF. So
that's classy. No, it's good.
It was catchy.
It's catchy.
Apollo Crews.
That's the guy. So I'm super excited. Well, I'm always big on Apollo and Tyler. That's the two guys I always say should get more.
Right.
And you would hope that Apollo was on SmackDown, right?
Yep.
Before. He got called up to SmackDown, or has he always been on Raw?
I think he was on Raw and then went to 205.
No, he never went to 205. No. Apollo? So anyway, I just think SmackDown land of opportunity, you're going to see him get to wrestle Daniel Bryan. You're going to see him wrestle...
I love him as in the ring.
Yeah.
My problem is he has no character.
There's no character. But he's fucking bad. He's an amazing athlete. So, again, get rid of Brock and have Paul just have 19 people be his clients. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
It should be Paul versus the rest of, like, he should have his faction. Yeah.
Everyone should just have the old Paul Heyman guy shirts.
I'm excited for the AEW takeover when we find out all along this was all a ruse. And Vince owns AEW as well.
And Michael Nakasawa.
Yeah.
Chad Gable.
Single star, right?
Yep.
So Bobby stayed.
They broke out Bobby Roode and Chad Gable.
I am just begging. Because he didn't get love on SmackDown either. Even when when Jason became a son of Kurt Angle, they still didn't use him much. He had that one awesome match with AJ Styles. Or no. Who did he have that match with? It was an open challenge, and AJ Styles didn't answer the call. Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
He had that great match with Kevin Owens.
And then I'm skipping because I want to talk about the women's all at once. Yeah. Buddy Murphy. Finally getting him away from that lie that is 205 Live.
Buddy Murphy's a badass dude.
Lars Sullivan to SmackDown.
Wait, what? How do I not see this stuff for real?
So Lars is on SmackDown. Cool.
Cool. I hope it works out for him.
I mean, Shane McMahon's there. It's another old guy to go beat up.
That's a good point. Oh, God, that character. I'm sick of that shit. Best in the world. Picking on old...
I need you to announce it correctly, sir.
That's... I get it. You did it once. Why do you keep doing it? Like, I did, like, last night when it goes in Parlay... Or in Francais Parlay. Or whatever it was.
The women that all moved...
besides Mickie James, because you were a sitter.
Well, doesn't count. Bayley.
Yeah.
Liv Morgan and Kairi Sane.
So we talked about this earlier too. When Paige came out last week, I didn't catch it. I couldn't really put it together.
Right.
And then when she said a revolutionary, blah blah blah, I go, "Oh, this is gonna be Kairi and Io." Like And now I'm not disappointed that it's Asuka. Well, neither of us are disappointed that it's Asuka and Kairi. That's gonna be great.
I mean, I'm a little bit disappointed.
Okay. Because you love Io Shirai, but maybe she gets to She hasn't been there very long either, NXT. Maybe she gets to do some cool shit now.
Maybe they bring her up with Mia Yim.
I love Mia Yim.
That would
she's
be...
She's old. Like, Mia Yim, it's, she's like Smojo.
Right.
She's been around. She's been revolutionary other places.
But you could also bring Io and Mia Yim up.
Yeah.
And
at any time.
Yeah.
You don't need a superstar shakeup for that. Yeah.
So...
I almost think they shouldn't bring people up during the superstar shakeup because you do that at random times anyway.
Right.
But defining the people you did bring up makes sense.
Right. Like, well, finally putting Alistair and Ricochet on a show and... You know.
Does Johnny Gargano ever have a pay-per-view match on the main roster?
Besides, like, a Battle Royal or Royal Rumble?
Yes, a one-on-one or two-on-two, like, a one-on-one or tag team match on the on a main roster pay-per-view.
I don't think so until Ciampa comes back for sure.
No, I'm saying, but right now, are you saying, so that would be a yes then?
Yeah.
Okay.
But definitely not until Ciampa comes back.
Part of me thinks it's never going to happen.
I mean, I'm fine with it.
Me too. I love him. Yeah, it's great, but I just... and not that wouldn't include a 205
right.
match. I'm saying, would he ever be a main roster?
Like Raw, SmackDown?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I still
I also
think
hope eventually this all changes. There is no Raw. Like, I love the separation. I'm saying I hope that eventually main roster and NXT, even though Triple H keeps pushing it, it is. It just is what it is.
Right.
But make 205 strong. I just keep begging you. What if we already recorded, so we would already know. But if, yeah, Brian showed up on 205 Live.
Yeah.
He just rules 205 Live. It'd be great.
He's just like, no, I don't want to deal with
Brian,
Kofi.
Brian, Finn, and AJ are all legitimately 205, I would say. Yeah.
And I bet Kofi's close.
Yeah, I bet he's real close. So go back to the women. So you said...
Kairi Sane.
Kairi's going to be... That's going to be a cool tag team.
Liv Morgan.
And it sounds like they're really putting effort into the tag team division with the women's.
Yeah.
And it also seems like that's going to be a SmackDown thing.
Yeah, which I'm 100% okay with.
Did you see... Can you... Like I don't think Ruby and Sarah stick together on Raw. Probably,
I think they do.
They're just so different. They're fundamentally different characters. And if you don't have a third, like you had three fundamentally different characters, it kind of became a faction with those two. I think Sarah Logan's is going to go more Viking than ever now that they're up there. Like,
I mean, you could put her, and then Ruby Riott is a legitimate star.
Correct, and I think she will be now that she's by herself. I think the thing with Absolution being on one. And them on the other, maybe was supposed to lead to something eventually until Paige got hurt again. But Ruby Riott is like that four way I saw with her and three way with her, Nikki Cross and Asuka in Chicago.
Yeah.
NXT a couple years ago was so fucking awesome. And Ruby was actually the star of that match.
Yeah.
Like, Ruby's the one who knew what the hell she was doing. That's the first spot that Nikki threw someone in the middle of the sliding out of the ring and put her in the apron. That was Ruby Riott. She did that too, I believe. It was awesome.
So, a couple things I want to touch on real quick before...
Liv Morgan.
It's awesome that she's going to get hopefully a chance to shine. I think SmackDown's a better place for that.
Sure.
Because she's decent in the ring.
What women do we have left on, like, is Nia?
On Raw? Well, yeah. Nia's out with a double knee injury.
Oh, that's awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah. She, the same time Big E, like the same day right after Mania.
Oh, that's great news.
So
that's good news.
Big E,
that's good for the rest of the women's division.
But I don't want to see anyone injured.
I want to see Nia injured. She's the only person
don't.
I want to see injured.
You don't want to see anyone injured.
Except Nia.
No, stop. You don't.
I don't like Nia Jax.
Okay, you cannot like her, but you still don't.
She hurts people.
Okay. And for the next year... Everyone else will be a little bit safer. But I still
year?
Don't...
It's going to be a year?
Yeah.
Big E's is quick, though, right? Big E's is just out for a month.
It's an
right?
ACL.
I thought they said he was going to be in and out.
He tore his ACL.
Ah.
But, I mean, we get Big O.
So, Liv Morgan, what do you think? Do you think... Yeah, I know, Big O is fantastic. And you explained the joke, so anyone that didn't understand why the Big O thing was so funny is a... What do you say?
So, in the one of the Olympic facilities for Montreal was... It was called the Olympic Center, and that everyone in Montreal just calls it the Big O.
Yeah, it's really good.
And they kind of hate it. So.
Yeah. The Big O, that's much funnier. Yeah. Let's go to the Big O. Kevin Owens is so fucking great.
Yeah, no.
How is he not everyone's favorite wrestler? I do not understand how people don't like Kevin Owens. It's insane to me.
Well, because for a lot of his career, people weren't supposed to like him.
Oh, I mean, okay, you know, I mean, boo him. That's fine. I'm just saying, how do you not... How did Sammy become the heel and Kevin Owens became the face? Because Kevin has bounced back and forth. He'll always do that. Eventually, he goes heel, you would think, at some point. But anyway.
But,
And he said all that shit about, he said some of that shit about WrestleMania in French, so I didn't even catch what he said.
Yeah, I have no idea.
So, Liv Morgan, do you think she's a single star, or is she tag team with Carmella? Those are the only two options I can see.
Well, Carmella's won a women's championship.
Yeah.
So, wouldn't be the worst person.
No, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying, what do you think she'll do with her?
But I think she flounders.
Okay.
And eventually...
Single, though? You think she's a single?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she flounders around in the Battle Royals.
Oh, you said Naomi went to Raw, too. So, you got Naomi, potentially Sasha. But Ember went to SmackDown, too, right? You didn't mention
that. Oh, yeah. I miss Ember Moon. That's my fault.
It's on there, though, right?
Yeah, she's...
Yeah, so there you go, man. That's...
So I mean, there's...
That's a lot. It's a lot. Like, the women's division on SmackDown is going to be great.
And you got the champ.
So, it's women's, small guys, women's, because Charlotte stayed, Asuka's there.
It's NXT.
Women, small guys, and Roman.
Yeah, it's NXT with Roman. That's what it is.
Who does Roman fight now? Lars for the next 6 months?
Kofi. I bet he goes directly to the top.
You said that tweet thing. I don't know, man. Maybe.
I bet he goes directly to the top. Do we want to run down this player's brawl card real
quick? Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so for those of you who don't know, this...
Let's hit the high spots.
This show is going to go out later on Wednesday, so you still have time. And there's
Internet
still...
Wrestling TV. They can actually order this on IWTV. I think the first 30 days or first week is
days
free.
Or whatever.
Something like that. Just look online. You can find a code. IWTV, Players Brawl, Black Label Pro. That's where we're going.
Yep. So we will be at the Black Label Pro show. We're going to be doing a pre-show at 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock. We'll be... Let's not tell people what we're doing yet. But
at a place.
We'll be at a... Well, yeah. We'll hopefully be at Madison Oyster Bar. We're not positive about that yet because we haven't got a confirmation. But we do have two special guests for the show. So
let's run through this card real quick. Indiana State Championship, Jake Parnell versus Bear Bronson versus Logan James versus AJ Gray.
We're going to four-way?
Yep.
I did not realize that.
So,
that's the Warhorse, right? The one guy's the Warhorse? Jake Parnell, the Warhorse.
Yes.
I think. Yeah.
I believe so.
He's been on a bunch of the things I watched over WrestleMania weekend. He's been on Black Label Pro plenty.
So we get Marco Stunt versus Logan Stunt.
Yeah, what's the deal there? Do you know anything about Logan? Like, has he wrestled before? Or is
I
this
think
like
so.
A
no? I think
okay,
so.
Okay. And I didn't know Marco was back. I didn't know Joey Janela came back. I didn't realize
Marco Stunt's leg had healed from when he shattered it.
And same thing with Joey was gone forever. And I thought he was going to be out until another 3 or 4 months.
But on the bright side, Marco Stunt probably won't shatter his leg doing a Canadian Destroyer
in a bar. Yeah.
So we got that going for us this weekend. Joey Ryan versus Alley Cat.
Could you be more excited for that match?
No, I couldn't.
I fucking love Alley Cat. And she's a new millionaire. She won $1 million at a Battle Royal at WrestleMania weekend. So she's a millionaire. I'm happy she's still doing this.
So the other part about that is Alley tweeted out about an hour and a half ago that last night she did a crossbody and now her knee's not functioning. So hopefully that is just a...
Yeah, because that's the thing. If you have Joey Janela coming to Black Label Pro... Like, Black Label Pro, dude...
It's Joey Ryan.
I know.
You said Joey Janela.
Did I? Well, Joey Ryan. Sorry, you have Joey Janela coming to Black Label Pro. I feel like it's a big deal. Maybe I have more stock in Joey Ryan than I should. But, I mean, he's a... I don't know. I just feel like he's a draw. I feel like it's a big deal to have him there.
I think the other two matches we're going to talk about are a bigger draw.
Okay.
Jordynne Grace versus Nick Gage...
I love Jordynne Grace. I hate the idea of this match.
Yes, me too.
But if she's excited for it, then whatever. It bothers me.
I've had a problem with
death matches in general.
Death matches forever.
Yeah.
I remember David Arquette almost died like 3 months
ago.
And
I just don't like the idea. Intergender wrestling, I have no problem with.
Right.
Jordynne Grace can handle herself. It's not like, they shouldn't be doing that. Like, it's just, I don't know. I don't want to see it. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to cheer my ass off, and I'm going to be very, but I just. I don't know, man.
Then we're getting a high-stakes, high-rewards match with All Ego Ethan Page and the Space Pirates versus Kobe Durst, Jake Lander, and Trey Lamar.
All I really care about, dude, I don't care who wins any matches. I don't care how the show is. I just hope we get another blazing Ethan Page
promo at the end.
That dude with a mic is fantastic.
And then the show is hosted...
Oh, I didn't see this.
...by, The Godfather.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
AKA
Papa Shango.
I hear Papa Shango is going to be there, too.
So here's the question. Do I go up to him?
No.
Okay.
I know the question.
Do I say, hey, when I was 12, my mom was really good at costumes, and I went as a very believable Papa Shango. Was I a racist? I ask him that for sure, right?
No, actually, I think you do. We need clarification on this.
Okay, cool. I will definitely ask him.
So...
Is it racist.
So Gary J is going to be there against Anthony Green.
Yes. Gary J is a badass, and that's who was fighting the Warhorse throughout the last 6 months.
We got Work Horseman versus IFHY.
Don't know anything about that.
Butcher and the Blade versus SADCOM.
So the first one we went to was one tag team match, and now we have like six tag team matches. Well, on this one.
But the one tag team match we had was like eight nine teams. Yeah. And then Allison Kay versus Maria Maniac.
Maria Manic, and she is fucking
can't read
something else, dude. She is a bad ass.
Do I know who that is?
I don't know, man. I've been following her only through Instagram and Twitter. I've only seen her wrestle like two or three matches.
Is she the one with like the
Maneater is carved out of her stomach?
Okay, I know who you're talking about.
So she has all these pictures of when she was a starting, and she was a bubbly blonde, like
Emma
Bimbo. Yeah, she was Emma, but no, more Bimbo. I mean, I think her character was she was playing Bimbo-y,
right?
And just to go totally dark and literally, it's a tattoo, but it looks like it's carved with a knife into her stomach, Maneater, and. Yeah, I'm excited for that. And Allison Kay has been on, she wrestled in the tournament, the Mae Young Classic.
Mae Young Classic.
Yeah, and she's good. The pinky's up. I think that's going to be a hell of a match. That'll be fun. That'll be a lot of fun.
So, do we get to see that blonde girl that used to hang around now?
Right. Is that blonde girl going to be there? Where's that? What happened with blonde girl? Yeah, I wonder who beats up Joey Ryan. Probably the Bucks are probably going to be here, too. That's cool.
Yeah. So
the Bucks will probably be here.
Well, I brought my shirt just in case.
It's good.
My Young Bucks shirt.
That's so great.
I'm super excited to to see the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega.
With our new sponsorship of this. By the way, this event is presented by WrestleMania Podcast.
Yes.
That's what it's going to say on all the signage. So
super dope.
Yeah, dude.
So follow Black Label Pro on Twitter. They're trying to get to 5,000 followers.
Yep.
They're 100 away. Let's get it done.
And I'm telling you, man, if there's a thing to get, I mean, you're seeing all this shit, the cards they put together, dude. It's a legit spot.
Yeah.
So.
It's, I mean, for most of our listening audience, it is not that far from you.
I was going to say, besides MJF, the Lucha Brothers, and LAX, I can't think of a lot of independents that they haven't gotten.
Right.
Like a lot of guys that do independent, like, that's it.
Yeah.
I just think it's a great... They're good at what they do.
So...
Also, I think you got to be into Ethan Page if you... Because I am. Yeah. So that's why I think I'm really into this, Ethan and Jordan. But anyway, yeah.
But yeah, come hang out. If not, make sure to get it on IWTV.
Yeah.
Support local wrestling.
All right. Thank you, guys. We should have a live podcast for you early next week, so...
We'll see you. Bye.
See you. Bye. I forgot to do the thing.